Okay, good morning, everyone. We are in the bottom of page 246. We are starting Simen Sadi Sif Kaf Gimel. Ezrat Hashem, we will try and finish the simen. We have a lot to talk about today, some very interesting things. We just finished talking about chatzitza. What's a chatzitza between you and the wall? That you should not have really anything chotzitza between you and the wall during Shmona Esrei. So over here, not to be confused, the Mechaber says over here, Megadim Metsuyorim. Based on a Chuvah Saram, he says, if someone is wearing clothing with pictures on it, Aval Pisha Einam Boltos, even though they're not protruding from the shirt, they're just a picture on the shirt, Ein Nachol Nid Palel Kenegdam. It is not correct to daven and Kenegdam. Someone has a picture on the back of his shirt. It's not correct that you are going to daven behind that person's shirt. Why? So the Mishnah Berurah over here says, don't get confused with the last halachas. This is a din of chatzitza. This is not a din of chatzitza. And therefore, if someone had a plain shirt, they did not have pictures up on the wall, that's not a chatzitza between you and the wall. That would be considered part of the wall. But as the Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Katan Ayin, Shelo Yehei Mabit Betzuyuram Velo Yechavim Betfilato. The reason is that you're going to start looking at the picture, and it's going to mevatel your kavana. There's no problem with chatzitza begadim. If you have a shirt that does not have a tziur, then it is not going to be a problem of chatzitza. Okay, so that's the problem over here, is that it's going to be vatal your kavana. So the mechaber continues. So therefore, another nafkamina. This is not a din in chatzitza. If it's a din in chatzitza, closing your eyes doesn't help. But since over here the halacha is, it's a din in, it's going to be misbatl mikavanato. So lechatchila, don't sit behind someone who has pictures on the back of his shirt. But if it happened to be, you're about to start Shmona Esrei and you realize that that's the case, so you could close your eyes. Look in the sitter, close your eyes, and therefore you will not get your kavana being misbatl. The Rama adds over here, so too you should not have pictures in your sitter. Don't start drawing pictures in your sitter. Okay, it could be then there are new age sidurim that do have pictures and all these other things. The pictures are there to help your kavana, to understand things like the Machon HaMikdash, Machzorim, and things like that. They have pictures to understand what the avodah is and things like that. But so that could be, I'm not sure, but it could be, since that there to help your kavana, maybe it's fine. But once again, sometimes you get distracted from all those pictures and you forget about davening. Okay, shalot tipatlo b'kavana, once again, not to mevatlo your kavana. Avol begadim shemitzuyar aleim divrei tiflus. If it's not only pictures, but it's bad stuff, okay? It's things that don't belong in a shul, doesn't belong anywhere near tefillah. Hafilu leishev aleihem, even to be sitting on them, bebeit kneset aser. Even if you're sitting on them, which is like mevaza them, but it's still in the bebeit kneset, you should not even be sitting on things that have divrei tiflus in them. Fine. Now, yes, the t-shirts that have pictures on them, these are very big problems. Not exactly sure what to say about what that address is. Mishnah Berurah over here brings down another famous case. Now, before I say that, the Mishnah Berurah, I'll go back to one more thing. Rav Avadi Yosef quoted in the Halacha Berurah, it's a mikhtav that he read over here. The same thing with anything that have pictures in the front of the Beit Knesset is also problematic. To have pictures, even Rabbanim, it says on the Mizrach of the Beit Knesset, is going to be problematic. That also can come to me, Batul Kavana. Some Rishonim that says a din that they were afraid that it looks like you're bowing down to the picture. So even more so when it's a Rabbanim, that could be a problem also. Even if you're davening your own house, it could be to move the picture or turn it around or something. When you're davening, not to look like it's davening to the picture, not to come to also Mitzbatel from your Kavana. Now, one thing over here though is, the Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Katan Ayin Aleph, what about in shuls? We have a lot of times pictures, we have stained glass windows, we have a lot of fancy things in shuls a lot of times. So over here, probably the heter is based on the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Ayin Aleph. He says, "V'chein yesh li zayir mitam zeh shuloli yitzayir bekotel beit knesset tzurim neged panav shel adam." You should not put pictures in the eyes view in the shul. Ela lemalu mikomosish. Rather, what should you do? You should put it up high. And therefore, a lot of the shuls, what they'll do is have the stained glass windows up top, not your eyes view. It's much higher up. So therefore, it does not come to mevatel your kavana when you're davening. However, Shlomo Zalman, quote over here by Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal in Dibur Maskel Lemala. Listen to his words: "The Shemati Achad Morzal Manam Liatzayir Tzirim Beit Knesset B'Shchunat Shari Chesed." Where Shlomo Zalman would not let pictures in his shul in Shari Chesed. It's talking about the Grush Shul in Shari Chesed. Ashayu Binyanei Torah Ulamalim Mikomasish. Even though it was holy pictures, and even though it was more high than the eyes view of people, Why? Ki amar shekayom shemistaklim b'ensa ha'tvila gam l'mal. He says, nowadays when we have ADD, people are looking all around the shul while they're davening, and therefore it doesn't help that the pictures are up top, and therefore Rosh Shlomo Zalman was against having any types of pictures in the shul. Okay, so that is in terms of that. Then the Mishnah Berurah continues over here with a halacha in Seif Katan Ayin Alf in the Hemshech. He says, "Aser lit palel keneged amar'eh." It is aser to daven next to a mirror. Okay, you can't daven in front of a mirror. Why? This is not a problem that it's also a problem that may be batal kavanato, but it's a further problem. Because it looks like you're bowing down to yourself. It looks like you're bowing down to your own image. And therefore, it is also to daven in front of a mirror. And therefore, the nafkamina between a picture and a mirror is if you close your eyes. We said before, if you daven in front of a picture or someone's shirt that has a picture on it, b'di'evit, if you close your eyes, it's going to be fine because it's not going to be kavanato. But when in front of a mirror, even if you close your eyes, it's not going to help. Why? Because it still looks like you're bowing down to yourself, and therefore you're not allowed to daven in front of a mirror. Because anyways, when your eyes are open, it's also aser because of bitul kavana. So a mirror is a problem of bitul kavana and near kemishtachava bifnei atzmo, and therefore the nafkamina is when closing one's eyes, it is still going to be aser. Moreini Rabbeinu Aharon Nevinsohn also told me, at nighttime, if you're davening in front of a window and it's very clear that your image is right in front of you, that's also going to be problematic when you're saying, it's a little bit, you don't barely see it, so then it's impossible to be makbid on it all the time. But if you're davening right in front of a window and you clearly see your image in front of it, that also would be problematic based on this halach. Fine. Moving on. Sif Kavdalad. Lo yitpalel bitzad rabo. Another halacha is where you're not supposed to daven is next to your rebbe. Velo acharei rabo, and not behind your rebbe. Velo lefanav, and not in front of your rebbe. Okay, the Gemara according to our Gersa only has bitzad rabo and mi acharei rabo. Tosis over there, and the other Rishonim say kal v'chomer lifnei rabo is also going to be aser because lifnei rabo is even worse. Why is this going to be aser? So there are different opinions over here. So over here, the Mishnah Berurah brings down over here in Sifkat Nayin Gimel, Bitzad Rabo Ki Yura Shimarashu Shavu Rabo. It looks like he's making himself equal to his Rebbe if he davens right next to his Rebbe. The Rabo Hainu Sharov Chachmaso Ayimeno. But very importantly, he says over here that what Rebbe are we talking about? It's not any Rebbe that you ever heard one Dvar Torah from. Rather, it's your Rebbe that you considered your Rabo Muvak. Okay, so a Rabo Muvak is someone that you learned Rov Chachmaso Ayimeno. Most times nowadays we don't have a din in Rabu Muvak, because nowadays we learn most of our chachma from Svarim, and therefore a din Rabu Muvak is not as common as it used to be. But there are certain cases that it is still shaykh. Number one, the Mishnah Berurah says, "O gadol ador," if you're in the room with someone is one of the gadol ador, so that is also going to be problematic. And Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsohn brings down over here, "Divrasel Rabo Rosh Yeshiva Nechshav Livnei Yeshiva Karabu Muvak a Rosh Yeshiva." For this yeshiva, there he's considered the Rabbi Muvak, and therefore he has a din of Rabbi Muvak. Aval bisha daim l'mamdu v'menu shum chachma. Even if they did not hear any chachma from the Rosh Yeshiva, nevertheless there is a still din of Rabbi Muvak, and therefore these dinim are going to apply. So when are these dinim going to apply? So the Ramah has a bit of a cool over here. He says the following: Yesh omrim dekozelo mayri elu palu biyachid. This only applies when you're davening. Be a chidus. Aval, b'tzibur, if you're davening in the tzibur, im kachu seder yeshivato, and in a tzibur, everyone has a set makom. And if everyone has a set makom, so someone's going to end up with a makom around the Rebbe. And therefore, ain lachosh im lipal lefanav, therefore it would be not a chashash if he davens in front of him. Okay, as in over here, achorav, or behind him. Says the afal pi shetov lahachmir, even though it is a correct thing to be machmir, even in a tzibor, a minig lahakel. Nevertheless, the minig is to be makel if it's in a tzibor, and that is your makom anyways, that you have room to be makel. However, the Mishnah Berurah over here in Sif Katan Ayin Ches says, on a minig lahakel, he says, the mikol makom, he says, I am a ber alacha, the mikol makom tov lechatchila, kishakovea lo makom yacharei rabo, shiyaka kishir dalad amos legimel psias. You have to be makbid though. When if you're kovei makom, you don't have to be the friar who gets to be the one who has to sit in front of the rebbe. Therefore, you should be. But if you're kovei makom, you should try and pick a makom that is far away from the rebbe. Kadesh le yitzar le rabo. There's another reason is even worse is behind the Rebbe, because not only is a problem of that you're davening right next to your Rebbe, you're like mash for yourself to the Rebbe, but there's two more reasons it's problematic to daven behind the Rebbe. Number one, it looks like you're mishtachavet to the Rebbe. And number two is that if the Rebbe finishes the Shemoneh Esrei first and he wants to take three steps back, he can't take his three steps back because you're in the middle of your Shemoneh Esrei. And therefore, not to mitzarim, you're not allowed to daven behind your Rebbe. And therefore, if you're koveir mukim, you should be at least dalad amos and not within the three psias of the Rebbe. So we see over here also, if it's dalad, if you're dalad amos away, that's also not considered next to or in front of. So you're in front of the Rebbe in his eye vision, but you're more than dalad amos away, that's also going to be permissible to daven in that place. Okay, so those are some of the dinim. So lechatchilo, you should try and be makan on it, especially if you're not davening a place where it's your normal place. If it's your makam kavua, there's more room to be makel, as he said over here, based on the Ramah. But even that, as the Bar Halacha writes over here, in the end, as he just mentioned in Bitshabura, akopanim be'et kviat makom lechatchilo. When you're koveir makom bevadei nachli zayir bezeh. Even in front of him, it's best to be machmer. It's not nice to daven around your Rebbe. Okay, so those are the halachas over here by Rebbe Muvak. Then it goes on in Sif Kafhei to something called a Talmud Chaver. A Talmud Chaver is someone that used to be maybe a Rebbe. Okay, nowadays you've gotten to the point where you've been learning for a long time, and now you're considered a Talmud Chaver. You are still a Talmud, but you're also sort of friends, meaning you've sort of come equal in status of Chachma. Okay, what about a Rebbe like that? So he says over here, Talmud Chaver, mutterli palu acharei rabo. You're allowed to daven behind such a Rebbe that used to be a Rebbe, but now, I don't know, you are more of equals in terms of Chachma. And the Mishnah Berurah is medayik from over here and say, katan pei aleph, that only acharav is mutter. Ava lifnei rabo aser, but lifnei rabo, which the Rishonim say, is a kal v'chomer, which is worse than acharei rabo, because lifnei is more of a design that you're davening in front of your Rebbe, so even by a Talmud Chaver, even in front of him, you should not daven in front of a Talmud Chaver, and kal v'chomer by any Rebbe who's not even your Rebbe Muvak. For sure, then, if you see over here, once again, in front of him is going to be worse than on the side or behind the Rebbe. Kaf Vav. Kol makom shein karim bo kriyat shema, ein mitpalim bo. All the halachas that we learn in Hilchos Kriyat Shema, for those who are this in Kriyat Shema, not to daven around Soa, Meraglayim, Erva, all the dinim that we learn in Hilchos Kriyat Shema, the same thing applies by Tefillah. We mentioned this before when we were learning Hilchos Kriyat Shema. All the halachas apply. He's not going to go through all the halachas over here in Tefillah. Ayin and Hilchos Kriyat Shema for all those halachas. We don't have time to go through them right now. Just like you have to stay away from soa, which is dung, meraglaim, which is urine, ve'achra, is a bad smell, umin ames, or from a dead body, umarias erva, or saying erva, lekriachma, kach marchikin letfila, same thing applies by marchikin from tfila. Okay, so all these halachas apply, and therefore you have to be very careful, once again, where you're diving, especially if you're diving on the road, you're diving in places where women are walking around, where it could be that there's dog feces around. All the halachas over there would apply over here also by Kriyat Shema, not only by Kriyat Shema, sorry, by Tefillah, but not only by Kriyat Shema, as the Mishnah Berurah points out over here, in Sif Katan Mem Beis, Vu Adin LeTalmud Torah V'Chol Divrei Kedusha, also by Talmud Torah, also V'Dvarim Shebe Kedusha, all these things apply, you have to be very careful. And this we end our simen, is Sif Kav Zayin, which talks about a very specific case, very important. So it's like this, Hayo Omeid B'Tefillah, you're in the middle of Tefillah, V'Hishtim Tino G'Beis Knesses, and a child comes and goes to the bathroom on the floor while you're in the middle of Shema Esrei. What are you supposed to do if you're in the middle of Shema Esrei? Right? So it says the Mishnah Berurah over here, Yishtok Ad Sheyaviu Mayim Lahatil L'Meirag Laim. One option is to wait for them to clean it up, either by pouring water on it to mevatel the urine, or to squeegee it out to get rid of the Meirag Laim. So you sit there quietly because you're not allowed to daven in the makom of Meirag Laim. This is only an Issur D'Rabbanan. Meirag Laim that's already come out of the person's body and it's on the floor, it's an Issur D'Rabbanan to daven in front of it. Oh, Yahalich Lafan of Dalad Amazol Stadav. Another option is just to pick yourself up from the place you're davening Shemoneh Esrei, and you can move to another makom. Rishis Marina Rabbein Arav. Or you could pick yourself up and move from the place where the Meraglaim is and go to to the side, in front of it, so that you don't see the Meir Glaim. It's not within your Dalad Amos. Oh, Yetzi Meknesav, Yikimar Tfilas Or, just walk out of the shul and finish your Shmon Esrei. Says the Ramah, the best option, V'yoter Tov Leilech L'makom Acher, the best thing is to go to a different place instead of waiting for someone to clean it up. V'lo Lishtok, and not to just be sit there quiet. Shema Yashik, Kedei Likumar Eskulav Yitzarech Lasa L'Rosh. That is a Mavin Yavin. This is the Ramah L'Shitasim, who holds that if you're Masha, Kedei Likumar Eskula, this is considered an onus. You're not allowed to continue davening. This is considered an onus. When we said before in Hilchos Kriyatra, if it's an onus, and your shawl, Kedei Likumar Eskula, you wait for the amount of time it takes to daven the whole Shmona Esrei, you would have to go back to the beginning again. So in case it might take a long time to clean up the Meir HaGlayim, best says the Rama to move to a different place, either away from him for Dalad Amos, or just to walk out of the shul and finish your Shmona Esrei. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, in Siv Katan Pei Dalad, the Kol Zeh Lo Mikri Hesek, even if you were quiet for a little bit, it's not considered a Hesek. I will also Hasek B'Dibur Lahavi Lo Mayim, but you're not allowed to speak. You can't tell someone else to go get water to clean up the Meir HaGlayim. Why? Came into Isser Meir HaGlayim, ain't all of the Midr Rabbanan. We saw before, it's only Isser Midr, to daven in the place of Meir HaGlayim. Therefore, you're not allowed to speak in the middle of your Shmon Esrei to get rid of the Meir HaGlayim. V'gam Yeshomrim, de'ein sarach l'archi b'zeh klal, there's some Rishonim hold, if it happens in the middle of Shmon Esrei, you don't have to move at all, since it happened, it's against your will, it's an onus. In the middle of Shmon Esrei, you can just continue your Shmon Esrei according to some Rishonim. We do not paskin like that, but you're not allowed to speak in order to get rid of the Meir HaGlayim. Okay, afilu in gam acherim omdim mitocha Dalad Amos, even if other people are in the middle of Shmon Esrei, and they're within the Dalad Amos, so they're over be'isser, even if maybe they don't know about it, it might happen behind them, but they're within Dalad Amos, shal Meir HaGlayim mispalim, ein lo lahasik b'dibar b'shalom lehodiyam. You don't stop your Shmona Esrei in order to tell them that they're within Dalad Amos of the Meir HaGlayim, to tell them the halacha. Once again, it's only Nisr D'Rabbanan, number one. Number two is the Arishonim who hold, you're allowed to continue your Shmona Esrei anyways. However, but if the child did, number two, he did Gedolim in the middle of the Beis Knesset, so this is going to be worse, this is going to be Nisr D'Araisa D'Davin. Other people are davening, they don't know that it's there, or for that matter, they don't know the halacha. If the only way to let them know is by speaking, and you're even in the middle of your Shmona Esrei, you're allowed to speak in the middle of your Shmona Esrei in order to warn them so they could save them from this Daraisa. It's better for you to be an over a smaller iser. Dino iser derabbanan lahasik b'tefila, which is an iser derabbanan to be masik for tefila. Kavuchover in a case where you're coming to save someone else, mishiyasu acherim iser daraisa lipal makom mutunaf, to save someone else from an iser daraisa of davening in a dirty place. So that's halacha lemaisa in the middle of Shmona Esrei. To save someone from iser derabbanan, you're not allowed to talk. To save someone from iser daraisa, you are allowed to talk. B'chol mikra, any time, and this is the klal gadol, we'll see this over and over again in the tefila, if something is mafrir your Shmon Esrei, like over here, there's Meir HaGlayim or Tzoa in your Shmon Esrei, or, for that matter, something else is bothering your kavana, something is mafrir that people are talking, you're allowed to pick up yourself from the place you are in the middle of your Shmon Esrei, move to a different location, and continue your Shmon Esrei over there in order to improve your Shmon Esrei. You are allowed to do that 100%. Adkan for today. Have a good day.